Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12:10 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. This is one of those segments that I take every week to talk about things that are on my mind, and I want to talk about the most important element, the most important factor, the most important thing in your relationship with customers in the 21st century, in the digital age. So I want to begin with some questions. Why do we put locks on exterior glass doors? Why would a business extend credit to a customer with merely an illegible signature on a purchase ticket? And why do we make promises to customers based on the future performance of vendors? Yes, there are laws and consequences that address missteps or misbehavior in all of those scenarios. But are those elements really laws and consequences, are they really what makes us extend and expose ourselves? Post hoc is Latin for after the fact. Laws, regulations, contracts, and other such elements are part of the post hoc process when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall. They remediate, redress, and reconcile after the fact. But as important and effective as they may be, they're not really what drives that behavior I mentioned earlier. It's caused by the antonym of post hoc, which is ut prius, and that's Latin for before the fact. It applies to something more powerful than the laws, is a little older than the handshake, and is the keystone of civilization. That living artifact is trust. And analog humans have been expecting, demonstrating, and receiving it for at least 10,000 years. But as primordial and powerful as trust is, it has no form of its own and must rely on what I call trust proxies, like these. Trust is delivered by ethics, which is devotion to the unenforceable, as we learned from our friend Lynn Morella. Trust sounds like integrity, which, as Albert Camus taught us, integrity has no rules. Trust behaves like morality, which is commitment to something greater than self, as we learn from the teachings of Jesus Christ. It's an article of faith to expect trust proxies to work, that a locked glass door will stop an honest person, that a customer will justify our trust expectations and pay the bill, and that vendors won't leave us hanging. Of course, our forebears handed down these expectations from their absolute 100% analog world. But in the third decade of Earth's first digital millennium, you and I have a different reality. Today, there's an increasing disconnect between expecting trust and getting it. And there's the rub. As if in Rod Serling's Twilight Zone, we're the first generation of humans to live and work in parallel universes. Every day we operate with one foot in the diminishing analog world from whence we've come and in another foot in the emerging digital dimension into which we're being thrust. And as Alice discovered in Wonderland, things here are different. Having been imprinted on analog legacy institutions like trust proxies, it's still our nature to expect analog responses, behaviors, and results, even as we immerse ourselves in the universe where we're more likely to find analog resolutions determined by artificial intelligence. Physical work replicated by robots. Face-to-face interaction digitally delivered to a two-dimensional screen. As exciting and productive as digital leverage can be, raw binary code is by definition devoid of trust proxies unless and until 100% analog creators convert it into digital DNA and install it in the algorithms. Trust is not part of any binary code. It is by definition not. We have to install it there. If we're gonna expect it, we have to put it in. No pickpocket standing in front of a judge ever mounted a successful analog defense with, "It was my fingers. My fingers did it." No teenager testing the forbearance of a weary parent avoids reprimand by claiming, "Not my fault. I was left unsupervised." And yet, in conversations with big tech representatives responding to inquiries regarding trust proxy breaches that harm small businesses and encroach on individual property rights and privacy, these inhabitants of Silicon Land literally say, "The algorithms did it." And then, incredibly, and without any sense of shame, irony, or trust awareness, "We have no control over that." My friends, that conversation has happened to me more than once, and I see you nodding your head out there. You've had them say it to you too, right? Well, my response to that is, God help us. It's as essential as ever that analog humans continue to desire and expect trust proxies as the foundation of relationships and interactions. But with Einstein's definition of insanity in mind, as we race hell-bent for light speed toward an increasingly digital existence, what does it say about us when we expect to find a trust proxy in a digital tool if the concept was never installed there? In her book, Weapons of Mass Destruction, recovering quant Kathy O'Neill wrote that digital leverage, quote, "tends to favor efficiency while fairness is a squishy, hard-to-define concept. For all their advantages, computers still struggle mightily with concepts." Of course, end quote, by the way. Of course, the concept of fairness is the essential trust proxy that undergirds laws and contracts. And you may sell the same things your grandfather's customers purchased after ringing the bell over the front door of his store, but your customers are more likely to arrive through a digital door. What effort are you making in your digital dimension to match your customers' analog expectations with trust proxies at every binary touchpoint? Your transactions are based on the same currency as when you first operated open for business, but it's likely neither you nor your customer touches the money that changes hands. When analog humans become digital customers, they still desire that most powerful trust proxy, which is peace of mind. Quick, what's your peace of mind algorithm look like? Have you thought about that? In more than 20 years, one of the great experts on trust, Dr. Arki Chankute, who has taught my audience about trust, he's taught us that trust isn't only the right thing to do. It's an immutable business best practice that delivers customers you can't run off and piles of profit. Trust is more powerful than a quad-core microprocessor, faster than a speeding gigabyte, and able to leap tall algorithms. Against Silicon Land, trust and all its proxies are a small business's most powerful competitive tool. But you have to install it in your digital offerings and deliver it ut prius, before the fact. It doesn't work post hoc. As long as inhabitants of the digital dimensions are analog humans, they will require the living artifact of trust and all of its proxies. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
pirate smile. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.